Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be partly cloudy with a high this afternoon around 70. Take note of the National Weather Service with a beach hazard statement out today for dangerous swimming conditions. That through early this evening on Lake Michigan from Sheboygan to Waukegan. That includes, of course, Racine and Kenosha and Milwaukee. Potential hazards include high wave action, longshore and structural currents along piers, which can sweep swimmers out to deeper water. Also, possible rip currents. He could have easily been called Racine's Great Dane for what Peter Bach presented to the community with his radio show on WRJN from 1928 to 1970 and what he did to promote the Danish culture.
I want to convey our sincere appreciation for your many kind expressions of goodwill toward our Danish radio and for your true friendship, which I treasure very much.
Peter Bach Plaza, dedicated years ago at the southwest corner of Washington Avenue and West Boulevard. It recently underwent construction for the new DaVita Dialysis Building, but Wednesday afternoon, the plaza, a monument, and a new drinking fountain will all be dedicated honoring Peter Bach, who died in 1974. Well, following a year's hiatus, the village of Sturtevant returns a fireworks show this Sunday evening from Fireman's Park. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Village President Steve Jansen pointed out that it costs money to do a good fireworks display, but not all taxpayers buy into the concept, which is why a raffle was started.
We had 300 tickets at $100 a pop, with one grand prize of $15,000, because it takes roughly about $15,000 a year to put on a very, halfway decent show. So we sold 291 out of 300, which for never doing that before, we thought was a pretty good benchmark. This year, we hope to do the same, probably improve it a little bit. We're still kicking around the idea to do 300 at $100 or maybe do 600 tickets at 50.
Jansen, a Sturtevant native, joining those who wanted to keep the fireworks tradition alive.
I know when I was younger and part of the Sturtevant Volunteer Fire Department, I was involved in helping them shoot them off on the July 3rd date, and it was always a lot of fun. A lot of effort, and it's just one of those little traditional things that you really don't want to see go away. You always want to look at ways to try to improve the things and to make sure that they're on solid financial ground going from year to year.
Jansen noting that any donation from anyone toward the fireworks fund for next year would be welcome. A Racine tradition going to be taking place around 6:30 Thursday evening, the 30th, the annual Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department's Playground Doll Buggy Parades from the city's playground programs all across the city. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.